back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, March 18th, and it is time for our special guest segment. And this morning, joining us by phone, we have Dr. Marcy Schnoor and Dr. Carol Luters-Bulwark, both with the Parish Nurse Ministries and an upcoming Parish Nurse conference coming up very soon. Good morning, Dr. Schnoor.
Good morning.
And good morning, Dr. Luters-Bulwark.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being our guest today. Well, let's start with Marcy. What is a parish nurse? I know we've talked about that a little bit before on this program and other programs, but what is a parish nurse?
A parish nurse is a registered nurse who has specialized experiences and practice in reaching out to the whole person with all the traditional things that nurses would do, but more importantly, the intentional care of the spirit. They work within the church, outreaches to the community. The actual appearance that the person takes on is really going to vary from place to place, but intentional care of the spirit.
So it can vary from place to place, but it's a work of mercy, caring for the body, but also being mindful of the soul.
Absolutely.
And Carol, you're at Concordia University, Wisconsin, correct?
Yes, I'm here in Mequon.
Tell us a little bit about the program that you're involved with there.
I've been blessed. Since 1989, Concordia University, Wisconsin has served nurses and clergy and others who are interested in congregational health ministries. Excuse me. And since then, we have developed several programs and resources that we can share with people who are interested in serving the Lord in their church and other faith-based institutions. One such program is the conference. Another program is an introductory 4-day intensive conference. And then we finally offer resources so we don't have to reinvent the wheel.
And Marcy, what kind of training is available? What training and education is available for those who are interested in serving as a parish nurse?
Well, there are many things available, but most of them are ecumenical. So I'd like to speak to the ones that we within the church would be most interested in. Certainly the programs that Concordia University at Wisconsin offers have been really wonderful. They have a distance learning on-site and all the other opportunities. Concordia University, Nebraska is about to introduce a course in their RN program that equips for parish nursing. But for whatever reason, we still have a lot of parish nurses that have not taken advantage of the opportunities that exist. So Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Health Ministries has recently begun another option. So certainly one of these should meet everybody's needs. And this new option is one that was originally developed when I taught the course in India. And then we decided we really have some people that were missing in the United States as well. So we have a course available that is primarily DVD lectures, but it is not only that. When you enroll for the course, you also then get a curriculum guide. I will mentor the person individually, and we try to individualize the approach. That can be done either one-on-one or it can be done in a small group setting. It can be done in the United States, and it could be done around the world.
And Marcy, tell us a little bit about your background with parish nursing.
Well, I wear a number of hats. I am a lay minister and a parish nurse in my own congregation, which is St. Paul in Rochelle, Illinois. I've had the privilege to initiate and continue to serve as the coordinator of parish nursing for LCMS since the beginning. I came on board in 1988. Officially, we began in 1989. And most recently, I also serve as the chairperson for Lutheran Parish Nurses International.
And what is Lutheran Parish Nurses International?
Lutheran Parish Nurses International is a networking of parish nurses who are Lutheran anywhere in the world. Clearly, the majority of the people are from LCMS, but we do have people from other Lutheran denominations in the United States. We have networking with Australia, Canada, Finland, Germany, India, Palestine, Papua New Guinea. I think I've got most of them. And any place that we may be able to find And we have a website that has a health topic and a devotion that changes monthly, and a Bible study series that changes annually. We have an annual study tour where people can go together and meet each other and experience what takes place in other Lutheran parish nurse ministries around the world. And we have just other opportunities to connect one-on-one if people were going to either be wanting to do a special project or be traveling. But
With the curriculum that we were talking about earlier, you mentioned that there's distance education and a variety of options. What's covered in the curriculum? What would one be prepared to do upon completing the curriculum?
The curriculum for parish nursing, like anything else, it'll vary a little bit depending on the program, mm-hmm. but the main content areas will be looking at health education, health counseling, legal issues, ethical issues, integration of faith and health, because as I mentioned, the most important thing about a parish nurse is that they are comfortable in the theology and they are comfortable in the theology of mercy, Christian caregiving skills, how to apply this in a congregation, looking at different age groups, working with a team ministry, networking with your community.
So there are a variety of topics that are covered from
Absolutely.
From theology to as you said, networking and community resources, health education, a variety of things that
right.
are covered. Is it a requirement to go through the education in order to be a parish nurse?
You know, that's a difficult question to answer. By Scope and Standards of Practice, which is a book that guides the practice of any parish nurse, yes, it is required that you have an educational program. Having said that, there is no legal ramification if you didn't. We certainly would encourage anyone who's going to be a parish nurse to have the program because all nurses know how to be nurses.
Mm-hmm.
But taking that out of a traditional setting and putting it into the church is certainly a different approach. Most nurses have minimal, if any, spiritual care dimension in the practice. Parish nursing, that is the most important thing you do. So it certainly is recommended. If you're going to follow scope and practice, it's required, but it's not a law.
Sure, sure. So going through the training certainly is beneficial. What I know it varies from place to place what a parish nurse might do, but what are some examples of things that parish nurses that you've known have done in their service to the congregation?
We really reach out to all ages. If we just briefly go across the generations, parish nurses are going to make newborn visits and help the young mother feel comfortable with caring for the child, and also reminding them and encouraging them about baptism. If we work through the school age group, if you have a school, oftentimes the parish nurse provides some educational resources to the school, students and parents alike. If we move on to the adults, it may be helping the person who is now a caregiver for aging parents. It may be helping the older person as they adjust to changes in life. There may be some health fairs, there may be some grief groups, dementia support groups, the gamut. You know, if mm-hmm. you have a congregation that has largely older adults, it's going to be a largely senior ministry. If it's a congregation that has a lot of young families, you're going to be gearing towards young family issues. So other than the fact that we're looking at the whole person, there's probably no two alike.
Sure, sure. I understand. I'm a director of Christian education,
yeah.
and we vary from congregation to congregation as well in our various roles and the ways in which we serve. So I realize that it certainly depends on the station in which you're placed, and,
right.
and so those needs can be different. Going back to the curriculum, who would be a good candidate to go through the parish nurse curriculum, go through the training?
Well, it would have to be a registered nurse
mm-hmm.
because legally the parish nurse must be a registered nurse and they need to be licensed in the state in which they practice. So that would be the very first thing. After that, it would be the nurse who really feels a call, if you will, not in the sense of a divine call, but as God calls each of us, So it's really an act of mercy. It's not so much a lucrative job. In fact, as many of them aren't even paid. So you really have a heart for parish nursing, reaching out, serving the Lord, serving those people that are within your congregation, sharing it with the community. Oftentimes the parish nurse goes into the community and is the one liaison between church and community for people who have not necessarily experienced a life within the church.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good. I want to continue the conversation. I want to talk with Carol a little bit more about the conference in a little bit. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll talk with Carol more about the conference coming up at Concordia University, Wisconsin. So listeners, stick around as we continue learning more about the parish nursing program here at Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Have scientists really discovered a major breakthrough in the Big Bang Theory? We'll find out Tuesday on Issues Etc. from Dr. Danny Faulkner of Answers in Genesis. We'll also discuss myths about cohabitation with Pastor Scott Stiegemeyer, author of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Your Marriage by God's Design.
Issues Etc. live weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KFUO.
What does this mean? To many Lutherans in America, this one simple question brings to mind the days of confirmation classes, memorizing Luther's small catechism with the pastor. But did you know that the Holy Spirit continues to call thousands of people all around the world to faith in Him through this powerful little book translated into the languages of the people? Visit lhfmissions.org to learn how you can help the Lutheran Heritage Foundation deliver this book of the faith to new Christians worldwide.
For the second year in a row, Thrivent Financial for Lutherans is proud to have been named one of the world's most ethical companies by the Ethisphere Institute. This recognition is given to organizations that go beyond making statements about doing business ethically and translate those words into action. Why Thrivent Financial? As a Christian membership organization, our shared values guide everything we do. When you work with us, you can be sure we strive to take great care to act responsibly and with integrity. To learn more, check us out at thrivent.com.
Have you ever missed a live broadcast of one of your favorite KFUO programs? Well, let me propose a convenient solution for you. Visit the KFUO website, kfuo.org, and download your favorite program by way of podcast to your iPhone or other smart device. It's easy, it's simple, it's convenient, and you'll never miss another program. KFUO, the official voice of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, is the messenger of good news by way of radio, web, and podcast.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates, and today we are talking with our guests from Parish Nurse Ministries. We've been talking with Dr. Marcy Schnorr and Dr. Carol Luters Bulwark. And Carol, you're at Concordia University, Wisconsin, the program director for Parish Nurse Ministries and Congregational Health there at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Tell us a little bit about the program that you have there at Concordia University, Wisconsin.
Well, like I said, it was since 1989 we have served RNs and clergy and others who might be interested in this congregational health ministry in the purpose of education. And we do have an introductory conference coming up in May, which is at MEQUON. It's May 12th to May 15th. As Marcy pointed out, that is the introductory course, and the content includes the theology, perspective of health, healing, and suffering, includes the roles and models of parish nursing, includes the legal and ethical aspects of nursing, and looks at spiritual caregiving, looking at assessing the congregation and how we integrate faith and health across the lifespan. We also include things like how to set up a parish nurse practice and office, how to budget. We have parish nurses come in and sharing their journeys. We look at the environmental assessment of church and really looking at ministries that other people have developed, including a blood pressure ministry, including exercise ministries, health fairs, things that Marcy has already talk to you about. And that is, again, May 12th to May 15th. We offer that program three times a year. And we're trying, our goal is to bring that program off-site also. We did schedule a conference in Rochelle, Illinois, and I think due to the weather, we did postpone it until next year. So that's a four-day, and it does offer the nurse contact hours. And it also is offered to the nurse if they wanted to get undergraduate college credit.
And so who would be a good candidate to sign up for this this conference?
The conference is, again, the introductory conference. And right now we have registered nurses. We have about 15 registered nurses from across the nation who will be coming to Mequon on May, in the second week of May. We have two people from Oregon, several people from Wisconsin, a couple people from Illinois. We will offer this course again in fall and then in January.
And so this would be the first, as you said, the first step. What would be the subsequent steps after this conference?
The other conference that we offer on an annual basis is our national conference. And that, again, offers the nurse and clergy and others who might be interested in serving their congregation in a health ministry, is that we offer continuing education. So this year we are looking at the theme called Reflecting God's Love, and this is our 22nd annual. We have about 20 to 25 states represented. Last year, because of the Lutheran Peers Nursing International study tour was in the United States, we had six countries also represented.
Wow. And so this is an annual conference, and how can folks find out about these conferences and register for them?
You can go to our website at Concordia University and go under the School of Nursing, mm-hmm. and that will take you into parish nursing, and you just end up focusing on our website. You can give me a call at Concordia University. I certainly can talk to you. Mercy is an excellent resource in regards to this annual conference. We also have a network called the Parish Nurse District Rep that Mercy developed probably, 15, 20 years ago. And we have in each district of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, we have a parish nurse who serves as district rep. And she is also could be contacted.
So there are lots of ways to get in touch, whether it's through your district parish nurse representative or contacting Marcy or you at Concordia University, Wisconsin. What would be the phone number to reach you at Concordia University, Wisconsin?
My phone number is area code 262-243-4233.
Very good. 262-243-4233, and get in touch with Dr. Carol Luters-Bulwark about the upcoming conference for parish nurses, conferences, I should say, coming up this year for parish nurses, both one in the one in May for the first conference, and then the annual conference is coming up. Is that later in May as well?
That will be a two-day conference on May 28th and 29th. We have four keynotes. The Reverend Dr. Dan Pavela will be talking about the theology of reflecting God's love. Dr. Marcy Schnorr will be also presenting a keynote. We also have the Comfort Dogs coming from the Lutheran Church Charities with Pastor Paul Klupke. And then we'll finish off with a keynote in regards to Brian Becker and Reed Ridge Ministries. These are all institutions that have supported parish nursing across our nation. We also offer 16 breakout sessions on a variety of topics, from prayer shawls to music ministries to just serving in regards to your own presence, relational ministries. We have disaster planning. Reverend Glenn Merritt will be doing a two-part breakout sessions on that. So we have a wide variety. And, of course, this is a venue that people can network and then update their resources.
Sure. Very good. Very good. Anything else about the conference that you'd like to highlight today as we're sharing with our listeners?
Well, I just want to, again, thank our sponsors. We have Maggie Carner and Marcy, who really play a significant role in regards to the Life and Health Ministries of Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. Lutheran Peers Nursing International will be there, and also a sponsor. Wheat Ridge Ministries will be a sponsor. So with all a collaboration of many people and many different institutions, we can bring a national conference to parish nurses and clergy and other people who might be interested in congregation health at a very reasonable, low-cost, and quality program.
What if someone's not available to attend the first conference on site?
The first conference in May, the four-day, like Marcy was saying, that we can take it off-site to their location if we have 10 or more people. And we also offer distance learning program that we offer things. All resources are sent to them, either Marcy or I, depending upon what program you're interested in, act as mentor. So I think we have covered really so many venues, so many ways to deliver and approach the parish nurse so she can stay at her own home site and get resources and education, or she can come on campus, or we can host a parish nurse conference in their own state.
Very good. So the resources are certainly available for those who are looking to become a parish nurse or to continue to refine their skills and continue to be resourced as a parish nurse.
We hope so.
Absolutely. And Marcy, I'm curious, looking at how things are changing in healthcare in the United States, how do you think will that affect the role of parish nurse?
Well, I think it's going to definitely affect it, because healthcare in the United States, the quality is quite good, but as we know, it's changing, and sometimes people within healthcare aren't particularly sure about how to navigate the system, because the system keeps changing as the government provides new rules and policies and insurances change, and it gets very confusing. So certainly to those who are in our congregations and are not connected with the healthcare system, find it especially confusing. So I think it's, first of all, the parish nurse is going to help them to navigate the system. Perhaps even if we don't understand it totally ourselves, we know where to go to get the information. And that may be one step more than some of our parishioners do. Secondly, as some of the resources become less easily available because of maybe access to care, it's not in their local community, they've lost their driver's license, how do I get to where it is? The parish nurse who provides that continuity, provides some assistance with travel, helps to reinforce, helps to come in and help the person understand their medical treatment. It allays some of those fears that they may have had if they thought they were just in the middle of this big pool and not understanding what's going on and nobody was there to help them. There was a day when parents and children, adult children, lived very close together. And for some of us, that maybe is still true. But for many people, the adult children live on the other side of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so the older adult especially finds themselves being alone and not really knowing where to turn. The parish nurse becomes a confidant, becomes an advocate, and can not only help them with the system, but can also be a liaison for the adult child that lives somewhere else, to help them understand what's happening with mom or dad. And I have had some phone calls from people who their parents were in another state having health problems, and they were really concerned. And they would ask me if I knew if there was a parish nurse somewhere near where mom or dad lived. And, of course, we do have a directory that lists most of our parish nurses, and so I can look up in the directory and find a name that may be somewhere close to who they are, and we can find that extra conduit for them.
You're right that becoming a global society and with people just moving all over the country, all over the world, really, for careers and career changes, families are certainly spread out across the country and sometimes displaced. So having that extra support through parish nurses in our congregations really can be comforting to the parent who's trying to navigate, to the aging parent who's trying to navigate those questions and issues that they face in health and medical care as they continue to age. Anything else about the parish nursing program, parish nurse education? How can we find out more about parish nurse education?
Well, the synodical program, if you go to the website www.lcms.org/parish nursing, it will bring up the information not only about what all we have offered from health ministries within the synodical network, but it will also provide the overview of the newer educational option that we have, as well as the registration form that you would fill out, and access to the videos. And of course, once the registration form is filled out and sent in, then I would be contacted. They would receive the curriculum and guide. That the videos are available online, but if you're actually taking the course, it's more than the videos. So once the application is received, the synodical office will send them the curriculum guide. They will notify me, and I will call them, and we'll get started.
Well, very good. And, Carol, one more time, the information about the conferences coming up at Concordia University, Wisconsin. There are a couple of conferences. The first conference, the first step to that parish nurse education, is coming up in May.
Yes, that's on May 12th to May 15th, and that's from Monday. It's a four-day conference starting Monday, May 12th.
And that's at Concordia University, Wisconsin?
It is in Mequon, Wisconsin, yes.
Very good. And to find out more, they can give you a call or go to the Concordia University, Wisconsin website, edu. I'm sorry, cuw.edu, and then look for the nursing program on the website there, and that'll take you to that.
Right.
And you can go find the information there on the website. We'll try to provide a link for it today as well with the archive of today's program here on His Time.
Okay.
Well, very good. Thank you so much to both of you for being our guest today and keeping us informed about what's going on with Parish Nurse Ministries. We've been talking with Dr. Marcy Schnorr from LCMS Life and Health Ministries and Parish Nurse Ministries. Marcy, thanks so much for being our guest today.
You're more than welcome.
We've also been talking with Dr. Carol Luters-Bulwark. She's the program director for the Parish Nurse Ministry and Congregational Health at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Carol, thanks for being our guest today.
And thank you, and you have a blessed day.
Thanks. Blessings to both of you. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll join together with Pastor David Vandercook to study the Daily Lectionary right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.